A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Did you enjoy your first weekend of freedom?
I did. I actually went to a restaurant.
Did you?
Can you believe it? Went out in Frio. It was great.
Nice. We went past a food hall. Well, actually, we went into a food hall, but it was so busy. We just got takeaway and took it back to my folks'
place. Wow.
So, yes. Well done to everyone, though. I saw a few pictures on social media of beers and various other bits and pieces that people managed to appreciate.
And kebabs.
And kebabs. The Premier got out and got himself. In fact, if you missed it, here's what he shared on social media.
Hi, everyone. Phase 3 changes have kicked in. There's relaxation of restaurants and cafes and the like across the state. I've come out to celebrate. I'm here at Pitta Pit in Rockingham with Sam, who's running the show here, and I'm eating a kebab. Enjoy.
And he goes on.
Why wasn't he running and having a kebab? That's my question.
That is the question.
He should have been having a jog.
That is the classic COVID combo, is it not?
Mr. McGowan.
Of course, honestly. It was a Rockingham one, of course.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to go anywhere else for a kebab.
I didn't realise anyone had kebabs other than 2 o'clock in the morning, but there you go.
Are you familiar with the big abandoned South Frio building on the beach? It's apparently, I didn't realise.
The power station.
I didn't know it was a power station. You didn't drive past it. What does that used to be?
That huge abandoned building that has been abandoned since the 1800s.
Pretty much. Covered in graffiti. In pretty average state, it's fair to say.
Yeah.
But it has been, it's a bit of a tradition.
Has anyone ever wanted to do anything to it?
Look, to be honest with you, I don't know.
It just seems like they're like, meh.
I guess that means it's government land. It was an old power station from back that long ago. Anyway.
Think of something else to put there.
It's been jazzed up a bit.
Jazzed up. Well, sprinkle some glitter on it.
Well, a little bit. A bunch of graffiti artists. What of them by the name of Doofus?
Doofus.
Okay.
I mean, if that's what you want to call yourself.
But there you go. Anyway, they've got together and they've written in the car park in front of it, "It's for us."
Like the buildings for
them? Well, I was trying to work out why exactly that meant. But, yeah, apparently, here's the quote. The writers who frequent it, and I'm guessing that's graffiti taggers and stuff.
Graffiti writers, yeah. I'd assume.
To the people who take photos of the aging infrastructure, to the people who walk their dog past and admire it, to any government or developer that wants to take it away or change it, just remember, it's for us. Well, look, it's a cool building. It's seen better days, to be fair.
Definitely.
But, there you go.
It's for us. It's for them to graffiti on. Is that what they're saying? That's their property to write all over and wee on the walls. I just imagine that was what would happen in there. I don't know.
Quite possibly.
Just the look of it. It looks like a wee wall kind of place.
It does. It is specifically used for that purpose and nothing else. To be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know if anyone had any plans to do something with it. But
yeah, it seems like someone's trying to do something and they're saying no.
The difference for one and the other graffiti artists that have gotten involved have decided they're staking their claim.
By weeing on the walls.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is the Power Minute.
That's right. And the powerful one for today is Corey from Secret Harbour. How you doing, mate?
Hey, Corey.
Yeah, good.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent. Welcome.
This is your chance to win $1,000 just like that. In the next couple of minutes, you could have $1,000 in your pocket if you can answer all of these questions right.
Thanks to Ceramico Tiles and Bathrooms in Rockingham. So just have a go. If you don't know the answer, say pass. And if there's time, we'll come back to it at the end. But it's 10 questions in a minute. You ready for it?
Ready as ever.
Do you, just out of curiosity, do you do this on a regular basis? Are you a quiz night kind of guy or anything like that?
To be honest, I'm not.
Well, this is going to annoy
anyone can be.
This is going to annoy a lot of people if you take the money out here and now. So good luck.
He could be just saying that. He could be just trying to make us think that he's no good.
That's true.
No, right. Finally.
Well, we shall start the timer at the end of the first question.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Mandra, Pinjarra and Ravenswood are part of which WA region? What number is part of the name of the COVID disease?
19.
Who is the president of the Collingwood Football Club?
What? Eddie McGuire.
What is the main colour on the Chinese flag?
Red.
Author J.K. Who created the Harry Potter series?
Rowling.
Victoria Quay is a wharf in which city?
Victoria.
Natural pearls are found inside which sea creature?
Clamshell.
What does the D in Washington, D.C. stand for?
Washington, D.C. Pass.
Who is the Premier of Western Australia?
Mark McGowan.
Which suburb is further south, Greenfields or Falcon?
Falcon.
And the last question, what does the D in Washington, D.C. stand for? And time got us in the end. Which one would you say? Democracy. Washington okay. Democracy Center. We could go with that. You ran out of time in the end anyway. So let's go through.
All right.
That really stumped me.
Maybe the first time anyone's thrown democracy in there, but that's
you
all right.
You got through them all, though, so well done. Okay, so question number one, Mandurah, Pinjarra and Ravenswood are part of the Peel region, correct?
Got that.
The number, part of the COVID disease, of course, COVID-19.
Of course, representing 2019, you were the first arrived. You stumbled round to it, but eventually got Eddie McGuire.
Well done.
Also nailed the colour of the Chinese flag. Red is the correct answer there. Mm-hmm.
J.K. Rowling did create the Harry Potter book series. Well
correct.
Done. Victoria Quay is a wharf in which city? We would have accepted Fremantle or possibly Perth
broader,
if you said
broader
that.
Broader Perth, but yeah, Frio. That's where we're going.
I did not know that.
There you go.
Well, there you go. You learned something today.
Now, you've given it the clamshell. Technically, natural pearls are in an oyster.
We could have got you. Yeah, look, could have been mean there.
Not bad. And then which, what does the D in Washington, D.C. stand for? District of Columbia is the word you were looking for. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, Mark McGowan, correct.
And Falcon is further south than Greenfields. Well done.
Two, three, four, five.
You did pretty well.
7 out of 10, not a bad start.
I'm happy with that. That
yeah.
Pretty, but I'm pretty happy.
And an inflatable world pass for you for having a go.
Congratulations.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Nice no work. Worries. You can try again, maybe.
Despite what you've heard in the Outcast song, or maybe seen in movies, or if you're, you know, maybe old school enough, possibly seen in real life, Polaroid specifically recommend that you don't shake it like a Polaroid picture.
The actual Polaroids.
The actual Polaroids. Now, for those that don't know,
let them sit.
Polaroids are the instant photo jobbies. You take the picture, out they come. And people kind of think, oh, if I shake them around, it'll dry them quicker.
Yeah.
Apparently
doesn't
not.
Work.
The
okay.
image, the quote says, never touches air, so shaking or waving has no effect. In fact, on the website, the company says, shaking or waving can actually damage the image. So
right.
That is maybe the world's perhaps second most ignored rule, then, clearly, isn't it?
What's the first one?
Well, possibly, I don't know, don't clean your ears with cotton buds or drink responsibly or the speed limit. I'm not sure.
Right, so it could be the fifth most ignored.
They're all largely ignored, to be fair.
Nikki and Demello's 3 things you need to know.
June, that's this month, correct, good,
yes.
is Bowel Cancer Awareness Month.
There you go.
It is Australia's second deadliest cancer, so, as I saw on a poster once, don't be a fool, check your stool.
Excellent.
Gets the word out. Gets the mind working. June 8 is World Oceans Day.
Cool.
2020 goal is a call for global governments to protect 30% of our waters by 2030. It's the 30 by 30 goal.
Okay. Yep.
And there's a petition you can sign at worldoceansday.org if you want to.
Nice.
And, I don't know, maybe go for a swim.
Mm.
Maybe. Not a bad day for it.
Yeah. Bit chilly. Go for it.
But, like, if you're really loving the ocean.
Invigorate your soul.
Yeah, that's right. Get out there. The silly things like temperature won't hold you back, surely,
no.
if you're a true fan. Today is also National Best Friends Day.
Aww.
So maybe call yours today.
Best friends.
Yeah. Like sisters.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
I guess trying to prove that celebrities are people too, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. David Beckham is in talks to launch his own cooking show.
Is he?
Yep. He's reportedly taken advice from his friend Gordon Ramsay.
All right.
And held discussions with the BBC and Netflix about the idea of creating a cooking show with his company Studio 99 after furthering his culinary skills during lockdown.
Nice to be some, isn't it?
Apparently, he'll be doing the show with the help of his 8-year-old daughter, Harper. A source says one of the unintended benefits of lockdown for David has been the opportunity to do what he loves most,
right.
which is baking.
Baking?
Who would have known?
Wow.
Serena Williams' husband and co-founder of Reddit has resigned from the board of directors and is urging his peers to replace him with an African-American. Alexis Ohanian has posted this to Instagram.
15 years ago, I co-founded Reddit as a place for people to find community and a sense of belonging. It is long overdue to do the right thing. I'm doing this for me, for my family, and for my country. I'm saying this as a father who needs to be able to answer his black daughter when she asks, "What did you do?" So, I have resigned as a member of the Reddit board. I have urged them to fill my seat with a black candidate. And I will use future gains on my Reddit stock to serve the black community, chiefly to curb racial hate. And I'm starting with a pledge of $1 million to Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp. I believe resignation can actually be an act of leadership from people in power right now. And to everyone fighting to fix our broken nation, do not stop.
The Tiger King documentary songwriter Vince Johnson has signed a deal with recording company BMG. And to celebrate, they've released another tune about Carole Baskin. What a surprise. This one is called Killer Carole. And, of course, is about her missing ex-husband, Don Lewis, and the theory that she fed him to her tigers.
Was the weapon a meat grinder, a bullet or a bat? Would a woman kill her man and feed him to her cat? If they never find the body, then I guess they'll never know. It's a scary little story out of Edgar Allan Poe. It's a body buried deep, it's a body underground. Tell me, Killer Carole, where the body can be found. Was it chewed in little pieces in the belly of a beast? Tell me, Killer Carole, baby, how you gonna sleep?
What a tune!
Nikki and DeMello. Back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.